The cross accomplishes true conversion. Not for self-aggrandizement did the apostles preach the gospel. The hope of saving souls kept them from ceasing their efforts because of danger or suffering. So we do not lose heart, Paul declared. Though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed every day. Though his physical strength was declining, yet unflinchingly he declared the gospel. This hero of the cross pressed forward in the conflict. We look not to the things that are seen but to the things that are unseen, for the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. The apostle appealed to his Corinthian brethren to consider anew the matchless love of their Redeemer, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. You know the height from which he stooped, the depth of humiliation to which he descended. There was no rest for him between the throne and the cross. Point after point Paul lingered over, that those who read his letter might comprehend the condescension of the Savior. The apostle traced Christ's course until he had reached the depths of humiliation. Paul was convinced that if they could comprehend the amazing sacrifice made by the majesty of heaven, all selfishness would be banished from their lives. The Son of God had humbled himself as a servant, becoming obedient unto death, even death on a cross, RSV, that he might lift fallen man from degradation. When we study the divine character in the light of the cross, we see mercy and forgiveness blended with equity and justice. We see in the midst of the throne one bearing in hands and feet and side the marks of suffering endured to reconcile man to God. We see a Father receiving us to himself through the merits of his Son. The cloud of vengeance that threatened misery and despair, in the light reflected from the cross, reveals the writing of God, penitent, believing soul, live. I have paid a ransom. In the contemplation of Christ, we linger on the shore of a love that is measureless. We tell of it, but language fails us. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. It was on earth that the love of God was revealed through Christ. It is on earth that his children are to reflect this love through blameless lives.